going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dorian Murad, they can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com to do that. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. In 1 hour, for the final time this week, we'll give away tickets to a banger of a show. July, Jiffy Lube Live, The Offspring, Jimmy Eat World, Newfound Glory. We got your tickets coming up at 4 ahead of the Blitz here on Grant and Danny. So got to thinking about this because we were looking at that ESPN piece about underrated players in the National Football League. We have a little segment we do from time to time on Grant and Danny called Overrated, Underrated. And what happens is we just are given categories. We've got to come up with the most over and underrated item in that category. So Linnell will lead us through our 5 categories today in a minute. But I do want you guys in the producer room to take some notes on our answers because we're going to open up the floor so that you guys can critique any of our thoughts, agree, disagree, on the back end when we are done here. You can roast us if needed. But Danny, we got 5 categories as always. It's Grant and Danny's Overrated, Underrated. Darris is out on a little vacay, resting up, so Linnell is in the saddle today. So, now, Linnell, you can lead us through this, buddy.
Let's do it. We got overrated, underrated, 5 different categories. Let's start with you, Grant, your most overrated animal.
So, this one's actually very easy for me. I don't understand the infatuation people have with this type of animal. The answer is the bird.
Okay.
People watch birds. They sit there and they take notes. There are people, grown-ups, people I respect, people I even love, who have books.
They're bird people.
With pictures of different birds so that they can, I don't even know really what the whole point is, but they sit on their back deck and they're like, that's a sparrow. And they're like, no, that's actually a
spotted finch.
A titmouse. And it's like, what? That's a what? Why is it that? Stop doing that. Listen to a baseball game. Go for a walk. Do anything. Play with Play-Doh like you're 5 again. Birds, man. I don't notice them really. Like, people love the chirping of birds in the morning. That's not me.
Nope, wakes me up.
I don't remember the last time I saw a bird and was kind of taken aback by its beauty or even appreciated it. I occasionally, very rarely, but occasionally we'll see a very red cardinal. And I'm like, oh, damn, that's awesome. There's Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, there's Lars Nootbaar.
And I get steamed that Kyle Gibson's chilling there, right? But otherwise, it's just not really for me.
Yeah, there's Hall of, you know, Cardinals Ring of Famer Ray Lankford for some reason. The only time I get a little steamed up seeing a bird is when it's like it's an eagle, and it's majestic, and it's soaring.
Bald eagles are cool.
Yeah, they're for sure.
But the reason it's overrated is most animals, there's no such thing as blank watching. We don't really do that much.
Mm-hmm.
My wife buys bird seed constantly. We always have these gigantic bags from like BJ's, the size of like those 100-pound bags for Rottweilers or something.
Yeah, sure.
Just coming into my house for bird seed, and she's filling up bird seeders, and it's all over my yard. It's always
just
something.
Like hoping for rodents. Is that's your best hope there?
Birds are not worth your time. So that's my overrated animal.
The hamster. What do you do? What are you going to do? Nothing? Just going to sit there? They don't do anything. They're just in the cage, just sitting there. It's kind of furry, kind of cute. Cousin of a mouse or a rat, or they don't really do anything. They're kind of gross. They just had these little tiny circle poops and drink water out of their little tube, and they're low maintenance, but they're not special. It's not a special animal. It's one of those animals that if they were out in the wild at all for 7 seconds, some of those birds that you're talking about, whether it's a hawk or a buzzard or somebody else, would scoop them right up. An owl would screech, like Saved by the Bell, and take them out. They're helpless. They're defenseless. They're overweight. They're not that cute. They're just rodents.
You got a problem with things that are overweight?
No, those specific animals. They couldn't fend for themselves. They're just rodents, man.
They are, but here's my pushback a little bit. They're a cute class pet.
Mm.
There's only so many options for a second grade class, a harmless, you don't have to touch it, you just get to look at it type animal. Hamster threads that needle.
The guinea pig or the hamster. I don't know which is which. I just know that they're just, okay. You know, it's fine. Nothing wrong with it. But it's like, why are we excited?
All right. So I went birds. You go hamster.
Hamsters.
Underrated animal. This is the correct answer.
Ooh.
If this isn't your answer, go back and write this one down to everyone listening. The turtle. Turtles are so slept on.
Mm.
I can't drive by a stream or a little pond without looking for turtles. If I see a turtle on the road, I'm hopping out of the car, I'm going to get it, I'm putting it down on the floorboard, and we're driving it to safety. Me and my guy are walking around our yard looking for turtles all the time. Turtles are the best. I've collected them. I've liked them since I was a little kid. Great animal. And nobody ever gives them their proper appreciation. Turtle.
The turtle. Leopards. Nobody talks about the leopard. Lion. Tiger. There's a little domesticated house cat. Mr. Purr is different than everyone else. No. The wild leopard weighs about 65, 70 pounds and would kill you.
Leopards are also badass coat. The best coat.
They are fast. They are strong. They are smart. They hunt in packs. They can't stand up and beat a lion in a fight. I'm not saying they can, but they don't have to. They pummel hyenas. They are a survival species in an ever harshening, if that's even a word, climate that wants to destroy them. You can't. The leopard.
How do you combat the fact that they're basically the same thing as a jaguar? That's going to bother you a little bit.
Because Jaguar gets a car brand, and whenever everyone hears the word jag, they go Jaguar, and that lady's voice from the brand of the car. So Jaguars get their props.
But every time I see a leopard, I have to wonder: is this Trevor Lawrence? That's going to be an issue for you.
No. They're different. The jaguar is sleek and gray. The leopard is like that spotted jungle situation. Could be golden. It's like
Jags
a small lion.
The same. Look at here. Look at
I thought the jaguars, they're like, oh, maybe I mean, I'm thinking of a puma.
Look at the juxtaposition on the right.
Actually, that's really similar.
How do you tell the difference?
That's more similar than I thought.
I mean,
Brian Thomas right there.
Brian Thomas Jr. could be either one of those guys.
No one gives the leopard the proper respect that they deserve. They are majestic. Their cousin, the mountain lion, Drab's telling people the other day, maybe it was last year, he's like, yeah, I could beat a mountain lion in a fight or something stupid. The leopard will tear your throat out.
Did you see the pictures of Drabby's head yet?
I haven't. No, I thought the reveal was coming Tuesday.
Well, maybe they haven't been public to the masses yet. But
I want
to
see.
I mean, the place where he's at posted videos of it.
Oh, my God, I haven't seen it. I can't wait to see that. Will you show me during the break?
Yeah. I mean, if you want, I hope you're not planning on eating soon. It was 9 hours of having hairs plucked out of the back of his head and put on the top of his head.
Oh, I know.
I'm thinking about you, Drabby. It's going to be a grind.
Dude, he sounded so happy and excited this morning.
He was so happy about it.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for him. All right, Linnell, we've got animals down. Overrated, underrated. Category two.
Interesting answers for the first one. Overrated, underrated. Category two. This would, should be good for you, Grant. Sports stadiums.
Sice, Danny, I'm going to let you go first.
Fenway Park, overrated.
Oh, that's mine.
Settle down. Fenway Park, everyone acts now like it's such an institution. You need to remember, Sully from Southie, the Red Sox organization did RFPs, requests for proposals, to fix Fenway Park or to build a new stadium altogether. Then they finally won and said, we reversed the curse there. You got to keep Fenway Park. They've done a couple things to modernize it. I went to the World Series at Fenway Park. I sat in seats that didn't face the field. I'm going to say that again. They didn't face the field. They faced sideways. So I was facing straight and had to turn my head at a 45-degree angle to see the pitcher, home plate, etc. And you do that for a couple innings, you end up a little sore up top. It looks nice. Right in the middle of downtown, it's kind of cool. And it ain't Wrigley. And it is nice as a lot of ballparks. Overrated.
So I had Fenway Park as well. I'm going to have to pivot from that. Starring Ryan Clark, talking trash about former Washington players.
Mm.
But I want everyone to know that you're right about Fenway Park.
Thank you.
Fenway Park and Wrigley Field were built within a year of one another, 1911, 1912, whatever it is. Wrigley, silly. Fenway, nubby. I'll go back to Fenway to take my kid because he's got to do it. But that's probably the only time I'm going to go is like when someone needs to go that I'm with or mm-hmm. something that hasn't been.
Yeah.
Overrated sports stadium. I'll stick with the baseball theme. Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium, the parking lot is just a big heaping pile of vehicles. It takes an hour to get out of there after any game. It's the loudest ballpark you'll ever be in terms of speakers. It does not matter where you're sitting. They are blaring in your ear. Like when they play the walk-up music or any of that stuff, you'll be at home for an hour after the game or in your hotel in my case, and you're still hearing the beats of like, you know, Tupac talking about L.A. and California. It is a lot at that ballpark. The other thing I'll say is, I'm pretty sure this is true. They may have finally done these renovations in the last year or two, but the last time I was there, which is about 5-6 years ago, there are still areas of that ballpark when you're sitting in that section you can't get to the rest of the ballpark from because it's from a time, I believe, of like segregation or whatever. So like, I think I have this right. You're familiar with this, where like you're sitting in the outfield, and you have to like walk around to get to those seats, but you can't get from there to the actual rest of the ballpark. Stupid.
That's
get
dumb.
Rid of that right now.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I need to go see my buddy in the first baseline. I need to be able to get over there.
Or I need to do none of your business. Let me do it. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
That is stupid.
So I think I have that right. I believe they've changed some of that in the last couple of years, but Dodger Stadium, I'll say, is a little bit overrated. Underrated, I've got two. I can't pick, so grab whichever one you want. I won't expound upon them very much. In the interest of time, Coors Field in Colorado.
Damn it!
I think Coors Field is beautiful.
Literally
and T-Mobile
right
Park in Seattle. Nobody ever talks about that in the top five. T-Mobile Park is outstanding. It's just a sneaky, top-of-the-line, really good park. And one of the rare, actually used retractable roofs. And we always say, when you have a retractable roof, you don't use it. In Seattle, they make use of that thing.
So my answer was Coors Field. And then my backup was, I was going to call it Safeco because I don't remember the name of the new stadium. But that's my answer. Both are never get talked about among the crown jewels of the sport. They're both gorgeous. Great place to catch a game. No bad seats in either house.
All right. So you got to take new one then. What are you going with?
Let me see. You know what's actually not a bad place to watch a baseball game? Is Citi Field in New York. Nobody ever talks about it. It's kind of a neat little spot. So there, I'll go with that one.
All right. That's category two in the books.
Category three. I'm intrigued by this one as well. Breakfast food. You're going to annoy a lot of people with your answers on this, but we'll see what you got.
Breakfast food overrated.
Scones. The idea of a scone is great. It's a dry wasteland where all the moisture in your body goes to die. Two bites into a scone, I wish I wasn't eating the scone anymore. They're stupid. It's pummeled by English muffins, regular muffins, pancakes, French toast, any omelet, any other kind of sweet type item, a donut, a toaster strudel, a pastry. Scones stink, Grant.
Crepes. You guys know about crepes? My uncle makes a great crepe. I go to his house in Pittsburgh for many years. He would make us crepes in the morning fresh. He would use like fruit that he grew in the garden and put it in there. Crepes can be very tasty and delicious. If I never eat another crepe again, I'm fine. And the people that like crepes love crepes.
They love crepes.
It's like CrossFit. If you're a crepe guy, you tell everyone you're a crepe guy. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know about your crepe fandom. Leave your crepe fandom to yourself.
You compete in the crepe games?
Yeah. Everybody's out here. Like you went to Crepe University and you took Crepe 300 from Mr. Crepe and Mrs. Crepe. I don't care about all your crepe living.
Crepe Crepersons?
Yeah, a bunch of crepe stuff. Keep your crepes to yourself. I'm out on crepes. Underrated breakfast food. Let's keep it basic. The sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich. It's all I need. Mm. Every day, rest of my life, let's get a freshly made, probably from Best Buns, Great American Restaurant, sausage, egg, and cheese, toasted on bread. I like a biscuit as well.
You do like a biscuit, I've seen you.
Just give me a breakfast sandwich with sausage.
Here is the entire world, super quick. Oh my God, I'm sleeping on corned beef hash. Everyone forgets. It's corned beef. It's potatoes. You want some onions? Great. If you don't, that's great too. You want it salty? You want it peppery? You want hot sauce? Whatever you want to do, all you have is a salty meat with potatoes fried in a pan. It is an outstanding breakfast side. Outstanding, and it's slept on.
You won't be getting any pushback from me on corned beef hash, sir. I like that. I think we had a good breakfast round.
Good breakfast
Clap
round.
It up for a good breakfast round.
Good breakfast round, I thought.
What do we got next, Linnell?
All right. This is going to get interesting. Grant, your most overrated and underrated rapper.
Ooh, I love it. Now, are we talking about the rapper on like candy, or are we talking about rapper like as in...
We're talking wiki rhymes and tunes.
Steamed. Okay, so my real answer is any current rapper or anyone over the last 7 years with the name Lil in the title, or any type of a firearm, if they have a Uzi or like shotgun or anything stupid like that, punt them into the sun immediately at once. They're all overrated. But I'm going to actually use like legit Hall of Fame type rappers here. Overrated. Prepare to be very upset. Snoop Dogg. Very overrated. Just never been for me.
Ooh.
Don't like the shtick. Don't like... The rapping was never great for me. The songs sound okay, but I've never been a Snoop guy. I can get down with it, but it's just not my thing. So I'll say Snoop among elite all-time Hall of Fame, first ballot rappers, a little overrated.
So I picked someone that's very well known in that same sphere for my overrated, because I consider this guy the father of the nonsense, of the mumble rapping, terrible generation that we are in. Now, I don't know if I've got my information correct, but I do know I blame
You're
him.
You're going wheezy.
Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. That's diminutive Wayne. Sucks.
Lil
Into
Wayne?
The sun. Look right onto a spaceship with the rest of that sun. One button. 5, 4, 3. I forget the rest of the countdown. Go to the sun.
So I actually happen to really like Lil Wayne. Growing up, like his early stuff was awesome. But I do think it's completely true to say if not for Lil Wayne, mumble rap as we currently know it wouldn't exist quite the same way. I think that's probably fair.
My underrated rapper, because of all his prodigious acting, because he basically turned into like the Disney dad who's getting mad on vacation, people have forgotten about the breadth and character and incredible rapping talent of Ice Cube, because he's morphed into like he's the detective on 21 Jump Street and everything else that he's done from NWA for about 10, 15 years afterwards. One of the great rappers of all time that no one ever mentions when they start going with some of the all-time guys. Everyone from Biggie and Jay-Z and Nas and Wu-Tang and Tribe and Slick Rick. You can go back all the way and find all your greatest rappers. He never gets the just due. He is outstanding and should get more credit. Underrated.
Underrated rapper, Andre Benjamin. Andre 3000.
Oh, good for you. That's a good one.
So good. In my top five all time, from the Smashola's like Walk It Out, the bars on that, Life of the Party, Play the Guitar. There's so many great Andre Benjamin tracks. And you said like because Ice Cube became an actor, because it was Outkast and it was not necessarily just traditional rap, Andre Benjamin's my guy. What are you playing over there? I don't hear anything.
Was trying to play Walk It Out, but is Andre 3000 on the original Walk It Out, or is that the remix to Walk It
Probably
Out?
Probably a remix, I would think. It's the one where they included Outkast. It's really just him. But like the bars they gave him on that, I think If you've never heard him rap and you just listen to that, you're like, this is really good. It's kind of like the mainstream introduction into, oh, this dude spits fire.
Yes.
But big, big fan.
That's an excellent one.
Is this, this is probably the OG though, right? Or is this going to be Andre?
So this is the chorus to the OG.
Yeah. He was just a, so good. All right. What's next? Our next category. What do we got?
We have the most underrated candies.
Last one, Danny. We will wind it down here.
The underrated candy is 100 grand. It never, ever gets mentioned or appreciated. Chocolate, caramel, Rice Krispie stuff. So the things inside the Crunch bar, the things inside the Kit Kat, basically. Now, that's a chocolate wafer, but you get the crunch, you get the chocolate, you get the sugar. The 100 grand bar, underrated.
So you went underrated first. I'll go Twizzler. I love the red Twizzler. I love them at the movie theater specifically. Wrap them around my popcorn kernel and just have a good old time. People talk badly about Twizzlers. I don't get what it is.
It's weird.
They're plastic. They don't have taste. I mean, people don't understand. What, did you have a red vine and not understand what you were eating?
You just got regular licorice?
Yeah, licorice, not good. Red vine's not good. Twizzlers, great. I'm glad you like Twizzlers. I would have imagined you would bash my Twizzler.
Huge Twizzler guy. If you could find something better than biting the top of the bottom off a Twizzler and putting that into a Coca-Cola Classic at the pool when I'm 12 years old, take me up.
That's Houtier's straw right there.
Right there. That's my wheelhouse.
Overrated candy. I'll lose you here, and that's fine. Candy bars. They got caramel. They got nuts. I mean, I'm fine with nuts to an extent, but isolate that. But generally, candy bars, eh.
Right.
I'll leave them. They're yours.
That cooked sugar is the worst. The Jawbreaker sucks. Miserable. Like, good luck with your crown. You know, make sure you have your dentist on speed dial. What a miserable experience sitting there dealing with a Jawbreaker is. I am not here to work. I'd like the sugar, please.
You do sound like a parent when you're telling us we're going to have to go to the dentist.
I turned 46 in a couple of months, bro. Yes, I would have to go to the dentist. What is that, a Jawbreaker? No, thanks. I'll have something else.
I think I've eaten my last Jawbreaker as well.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Also underrated, lemon heads. I love lemon heads. You never see them anymore. There's a little bit of a Jawbreaker to a lemon head, though.
There's a little bit less demand for them. That's why.
Yeah.
Not a great.
All right, let's go to the anybody got notes over there? Producer room, before we bid adieu here. So overrated, underrated. I'll just go rapid fire here. Danny, you can give yours as well. Animals, I went birds overrated, turtles underrated, sports stadium, Dodger Stadium, Coors Field, breakfast, crepes bad, sausage, egg, and cheese good, rapper, Snoop Dogg down, Andre Benjamin up. Candy bars, and Twizzlers.
Overrated column first. Hamsters, Fenway Park, scones, Little Wayne, Jawbreakers. Underrated, leopards, Citi Field, corned beef hash, ice cube, and 100 grand.
One of the notes that I took down was, number one, a bird being overrated. I disagree with that, Grant. I think birds are kind of silly. I grew up with a father who is a bird watcher.
Mike's a bird watcher.
I
get steam for Mike Clary.
Mike loves a good bird for whatever reason.
Mike, what are you doing?
By the way, Mike Clary is better than that. Yes, he is better than bird watching.
Does he have
a book? So he can tell what's what?
No, because he just knows it.
Does he put out food for the squirrels, aka the birds?
Oh my gosh. The amount of bird feeders that my parents have at their place is
insane.
Mike,
what are you doing?
Well, tell them if they ever want to see some bird feeders coming over to my house.
Oh, no. No. We have about, no joke, maybe like 7 to 10. Like, we're in that range. Ooh. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Toby, any notes?
Underrated being a turtle is so incorrect.
Why?
They're so boring. The only type of turtle that is interesting is a sea turtle.
Sea turtles are great.
Sea turtles are great, but... I mean, most of the time they're in these nasty looking ponds. A snapping turtle can like snap your finger off. Like, no.
You know how silly it is to see a box turtle walking across the road and scoop it up?
It means I have to wait on it. It means No.
Who waits on a box turtle? You can either get out like I do and grab it, or you could center it under the vehicle and make sure the tires don't touch it.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on the box turtles.
All right. Linnell, notes.
I mean, Danny, you are my guy.
Yo, okay.
I love you with all of my heart.
Oh.
Lil Wayne, overrated?
Yeah, that's right.
I have people calling into the show. They're tweeting at me. They're saying, how could you be the guy behind the board that allowed it?
It's a good point. Linnell's taking some heat right now.
You should welcome it. Stand proudly, stand tall. I'd like to understand the words that are being spoken.
You come in here during the break. I got you.
All right. Listen, he may not be the best at it.
Acknowledge Linnell this, because I do like him. I'm going to meet you guys in the middle here. But acknowledge, he was the first guy where he's like, if I don't clearly say any words and it just sounds like a sound, then it's actually still rap. Where he's like, and it just, you know, that whatever that is.
Like someone doing a Shaggy impression.
Stuff.
From Scooby-Doo.
I have no defense of the mumble rap.
Mm.
Another note that I took down was actually Danny.
Oh.
Saying scones were overrated.
That bothered you.
That bothered me. Because
big scone guy.
Oh, I'm a scone guy. I love a good scone. Because this is what you do. You dunk it in your coffee, and then all of a sudden, it's like moist bread, and we all love moist bread because everyone loves French toast, and no one wants to give any grief to French toast because it's just soggy bread.
This guy wants to put his bread in coffee. That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
First of all, it's not bread anymore. Again, it's a brick that you can use to hold a door open with.
It's the scone.
I also think scones stink, and they're huge in my house. My kids are always getting scones. My wife can't drive by a Starbucks without getting a scone in a little paper bag.
Oh, yeah.
I've never eaten one time. Just not my thing.
Well, here's what you do. Don't drink any water for 6 hours. For six straight hours. That's the aftertaste of the scone. That's what it is. You're taking up all the moisture anywhere.
All right, good notes, gentlemen.
Good notes, boys.
Jaden Daniels is stronger, it looks like, than he was last year. The arms are getting bigger. Let's talk about that next on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Very well played, Linnell. Grant and Danny welcoming you back on the Fan. 4 o'clock in 30 minutes. We've got tickets for you to see The Offspring ahead of our Beltway Blitz. Danny, have you seen the recent images of Jaden Daniels looking thicker than he did last season?
I certainly did.
Arms look a little bit more swole.
Uh-huh.
Muscles look big. Now, there is oftentimes, you know, in all sports, right? But this time of the year where these pictures trickle out of players first time since you last saw them, and they look a little bit different, right? Jacob Young, good example.
Mm-hmm.
He did get bigger, fact. He did add muscle, fact. He did have more muscle mass, true. But also, these pictures came out that made him look massive.
Yeah.
And he was taking BP, and the images were like, oh my God, Jacob Young looks like he was Steve Rogers.
He was like Mike Trout now.
And he went into the chair, and they shot the stuff into him, and he came out as Captain America. And he was cracking up about it, too. He's like, well, this isn't actually what I look like. But damn if that's not a great picture.
Yeah, I'm using it as my profile pic.
Exactly. I wonder if that's what's happening a little bit here with Jaden Daniels. But for those of you that haven't seen it, we could tweet out the images at 106.7 The Fan. There's just a side-by-side of him last year and then him now. And you can just kind of see the arms are a lot bigger. And it stands to reason one of his goals this offseason was probably to get in the gym and to add some weight and add some muscle.
For a million reasons. I mean, this was the my really one and only fear or reservation or hang-up was the frame. And there's only so much you can do. Like, he's never going to be the, you know, I don't know, you can pick your super stout guy. He's never going to have a Baker Mayfield build. He's never going to be Josh Allen or otherwise. But there are things that are within your control a little bit. You can add some of that muscle mass for the inevitable wear down. I mean, as you are in pads for, you know, 100-degree heat days and with 1,000% humidity in July and August, and you go through the wear and tear of a season, you're lifting, sure, to maintain, but you're not gaining and putting on strength during the year when you're getting there at 4 a.m. and watching 50 hours of film per week with practices and meetings and everything in between. So this is the time to do that. You bulk up to try to, you know, be able to withstand some of the punishment that's coming your way in this really punishing league.
Yeah, I had a few major concerns based on the college excellence and portfolio, right? But the biggest issue that anybody should have had with Daniels was just the size, because there's a very, very small history of players at his position, his height and weight, his frame, that have sustainably been able to stay on the field. It just, it doesn't exist. Like, I'll give you the example of Emmanuel Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
When Washington drafted Emmanuel Forbes, and I'm texting people at the team and they're going, oh, you're going to like this guy. Ball skills, he can cover, he's willing physically, you know, size is just a number to him, yada, yada, yada. What I knew was, and what I kept saying, there has never been a cornerback in the history of the league that weighs what he weighs that has turned into a stellar player. Not one time, ever. That would be a disqualifying factor for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could say I'm size-ist or whatever-ist you want to say.
Someone might be the first. Yes. I'm not going to be the first one.
There's just a baseline. It's not like I'm not going to draft a baseball player because they're 5'6". Jose Altuve happened, right? It's not like I'm not going to take a cornerback because they're 175. There have been a lot of guys like that. I'm not going to pass on Devontae Smith because he's undersized. There have been receivers like him. There's never been a corner in the first round drafted at the weight of Emmanuel Forbes who's turned into, you know, a Pro Bowl player. So that there's just a bar that he hadn't reached. And in the same way, not quite to the same extent, there was not really a precedent for the Jaden Daniels size and frame for working out at that position, let alone a guy that's going to run around and take shots. Because what I thought would happen three or four times is what did happen a couple. And luckily, the first two times he got crunched, it didn't lead to an injury. So good on him. And to his credit, by the way, he avoids injuries at his size at an unbelievable, you know, an exceptional way. But the one time he did get crunched,
mm-hmm.
and it did lead to an injury, everyone says he played every game, he wasn't hurt. He probably shouldn't have played for like 2 or 3 weeks because he didn't play anything like he had before or after, and he clearly was hindered, and we now know he had a broken rib. So it's not completely true to say he played the full season without getting hurt. He actually got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It cost him pretty dearly. It cost the team a little bit. I'm not faulting him at all. I'm just saying, let's not pretend like he didn't break a rib, which
right.
is what we now know happened for the better part of a month. He was a compromised player. So whether he played through it at a worse level or they benched him for 3 weeks or whatever, the fear kind of happened. But I'll take 3 weeks of him playing not at 100% every single season over what my actual fear is, which is, you know, a lot of time missed occasionally.
Absolutely. I think that's well said. Yeah, I mean, you could just watch the eye test, right? You could see them go to the sideline and wrap him up with whatever the hell that was, or, you know, given the injured area that allegedly wasn't injured, all the treatment middle of the game, and then eventually they stopped doing that, and you're going, I wonder what changed. Maybe he got healthy in that regard. But, yeah, that's the point to me. You're going to withstand hits. I mean, think about some of the plays that he bounced right back from. Right against Atlanta, right there at the goal line. He got crunched, and Marcus Mariota had to come out and lift him to his feet. They had to call timeout because of it.
Didn't he have one in week one against the Bucs where he got nailed in the open field?
Yeah, helmet turned sideways, yeah. And you're going, oh my God, okay, he's fine. He got back up. It's always fine until you don't, right? I mean, part of it, though, is part and parcel with the position. The throw, one of the ones that we celebrated beyond compare this year, that Cincinnati throw where we're all at the game where he knows there's a free rusher. He's coming right under my chin. He is going to put his helmet on my chin, and I ain't avoiding it. I got to get the ball out now. Give Terry a chance to win. Let's go win this football game. Dime of a throw, and he got blasted. Pops right back up. It's always fine until not. But the point is, you're going to take those regardless. There's some that are avoidable, and he learned, I thought, as the season progressed, to do a better job, frankly, of avoiding some of the terrible contact on your kind of standard down in, down out.
But there's a good still passing pocket quarterback, to your point, is going to get walloped in the chest like he did, or right under the chin, when he delivers that throw 7 to 10 times a year. That's just part of the position.
And that's part of it. And so the point is, A, you be as smart and judicious as you can. Sometimes it's fourth down against Tampa in the playoffs, and you got to dive for a first down. Yep, no problem. Other times, though, you probably don't need to get crunched in week number one against Tampa. So let's be smart about those. But there are some that you can't avoid, and that's why you work. That's why you put on that muscle mass and you know, add beef to your frame.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Daniels looking a little thicker. That certainly should have been the goal this offseason. That would be a welcome addition to his skill set if he's just a little bit bigger, more physical, stronger. It's probably hard for him, let's face it, to add meat to the frame. I'm sure he's been trying to do it for years. But as you said, the professionals around him now, the amount of money you can spend on your body, the time, the energy, monetarily, just the investment that he's making, I'm sure he'll have as good a chance as he's ever had to just beef up a little bit, and hopefully that will allow him to navigate the season a little better and to avoid getting banged up on some of those big hits. All right, next, it is Friday. In lieu of the double play at 3:45, we're going to win off the field. So you guys have an opportunity with the lines open to call us and tell us what little things gone right in your day. 800-636-1067. Tell us how you are in the win column.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
But then what happens? Okay. It is time to figure out how you are winning off the field. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is double play time. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. But on Fridays, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers, we give you a little winning off the field. Now is the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today. The way this works, something happened that made you smile. Something in your life, very small, mini moral victory took place that nobody else would care about. You're going to count up that win with us right now on the phones at 800-636-1067. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for Danny. Do it for the Goose.
Winning off the field.
Hey, Bruce.
Bruce Allen once said that Washington was not winning on the field, but they were pretty good off the field.
Off the field, good.
Danny, I got an example for you.
Oh, would you please share?
I told you yesterday how much I loved the Netflix documentary series, American Manhunt, Osama Bin Laden.
Indeed, I started watching today.
It's magnificent.
Yes, it is.
So far, how do you like it?
It's perfect.
One of the best things I've watched in a long, long time. I had more people reach out and ask me after the fact, hey, what was the documentary called? Like, I think we're pushing some numbies. Not that I'm getting anything for that.
Yeah, we get a big kickback.
It does seem like, I've said a lot of times to watch something and nobody's asked me any questions about it. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I got a lot of people like, hey, I'm going to watch that. Where am I looking for it? So I like that. But the reason your boy's in the win column.
Okay.
I got a retweet yesterday on my tweet about how great the documentary series was from a member of SEAL Team 6.
Okay.
Who is in the documentary. Because he is the guy who shot and killed Osama bin Laden. The guy who killed one of the most evil terrorists in the history of the world with the same finger that once pulled the trigger. Kind of weird. We're talking about murder. But you get the point. He killed bin Laden, and then he used that same finger to click retweet on my tweet to say, I thought the documentary was pretty good, too. Yeah, when they talked about how you killed bin Laden?
Yeah, the story that I lived, they did a pretty good justice in that documentary.
That guy retweeted this guy.
That's pretty dope.
Best retweet. I've gotten some cool retweets, I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
This one is the only one ever from the only person out of the 7 billion on the planet who killed the most sought-after evildoer in the history of my lifetime.
Mm.
Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
Mine's far more trivial, but that's kind of what the whole point of this thing is, right?
Go ahead and top that.
I'm not. I'm going to under it. Here's the
sound.
That's
probably the right way to
do it. You know what I mean? I'm going to go, this is lesser. You hear the sound.
I'm familiar with the sound.
You know what it is? I'll do one more sound effect for you. I'm going to drop the gift card. It's not a gift card. What is it? It's a VIP card. This is, I'm going to drop it from about 5 inches above the surface of the earth.
10 inches.
That's 20 inches worth of drop. You hear the weight. Poopatella. That's what I did. It's almost become a Friday thing. For the boys. I'm bringing pizza and urn cheating balls for the boys.
Back-to-back weeks. Now, I got to say, I'm guilty of this. Danny's guilty of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Mike got it, knew what he was getting into when he gave us these VIP cards.
He said use them.
He did. I mean, we're not the junkies. The junkies, like, every day they get three things like this, whatever this card is.
Yeah.
Their life is just, I'm not going there. And then someone calls them and says, hey, I've got parking, I've got free tickets, and also we'll give you a massage before and after. And they're like, all right, I guess I'll go.
Okay.
And then they'll, like, complain the whole time about how bad the massage was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
That's, like, the junkies playbook.
Yep.
And they're my guys. I love them, but that's what it
but
is.
But that's kind of the playbook.
So, like, this is our junkies thing, the first time, and we're kind of blowing it because we are going hard in the paint. I've called Danny four times in the last 2 weeks. It's been a pupitella every single time. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, the first week, we did it, like, three times. I'm not too ashamed to admit that. Yeah. We've slowed down a little bit. But, like, there's been twice where my wife just called me, and she's like, I'm picking up Pupitella, and I look in my wallet, and she just grabbed my card.
Yep.
And she's just taking it to a friend's house to go have a lunch or something.
Yep.
We are going to take advantage of these cards.
And I feel badly. A little bit.
He gave them to us. If he wants to not give them to us next year, he won't.
He.
But we're going to get it. We're going to get some pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, and some of my neighbors are like, dude, where's mine? It's like, I can't just go every day and just, like, drop by your house with $150 worth of Pupitella. That's not quite right.
You can't just get people pizza.
Yeah.
But you spread it out, but, like, as you're going to get it, you invite them over kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's been a lot of times. I've taken advantage of the gift card. The folks in Mosaic aren't that thrilled to see me come through that door.
I've spread out where I go.
I need to start doing that.
I think I've done it four times, three times, whatever it is. I've done three stores. So
I'm going to start mixing the stores up. I feel badly. They're just like, oh,
it's just
this
a little bit embarrassing.
This pudgy zilch again.
Well, that's, if I was slender, I wouldn't mind it. But when I'm so fat and I go in there to get the pizza and they're like,
can I have my free pizza?
Like the fat guy that came in for $123 worth of pizzas back again. It's like having to walk back to your seat holding food at a baseball game.
Yeah.
If you're skinny, you'd never have to think about that.
You don't think about that.
People eat. So you have a hot dog because you're going to eat it. When you're me, everyone's like, you shouldn't have that hot dog, fat ass.
Yeah, and it's like your hands are full too. It's not just like one hot dog.
Of course. I just, you know, you got to stuff things in your pocket when you look like this. Let's go to Tim in Haymarket. Hello, Tim.
What's up, guys?
Come on.
Went to Chick-fil-A today. They gave me some cold food, went back inside, and I got two meals for the price of one.
And it was their pleasure, I bet you.
I bet you it was their pleasure.
Winning off the field.
Very, very rare, by the way, that Chick-fil-A wouldn't hit a home run the first time. That is a clean operation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Matt in Stafford.
Well, I called Linnell Darris again.
Oof.
It's come on, fine. Matt. You've done it twice.
Hey, I blame Ryan.
Right.
You know, Ryan used to answer the phone all the time. And then Darris would start answering the phone. Now Linnell, I can't keep up with it, but the reason I called today was I went to the grocery store and I got the last rotisserie chicken. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
It's a good win.
That's a good one.
Last time this happened, when he talked to Darris and he called him Linnell.
Yeah.
And he texted me and he goes, dude, he's like, I'm so embarrassed. And I'm like, why? And he's like, I just called Darris Linnell. I could tell he was super bothered by it. I don't think he was bothered that he got compared to Linnell. I think in Darris's mind, hey, dude, you listen to the show all the time.
Come on, man.
I'm here every single day. Please know who I am.
Yeah, Linnell's on air, has a very distinct voice.
Right.
Very different.
So I told him at the time, Matt and Stafford, I said, dude, it would never be Linnell. Linnell is on air. And
I was like, that could never happen.
I was like, he doesn't produce our show. He's never going to answer the phone when you call into our show. He's like, so it's always going to be Darris. And I was like, yes, Keanu Reeves, that's correct. And then today, because of me, maybe,
yeah,
he thought you were Darris.
Well, the whole thing started when Ryan got promoted to the C-suite of corporate.
Right.
Because that's the domino that falls. That initial familiar voice is now it's a rotating cast. I get it.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Clary used to operate he was the switchboard operator.
Yeah, now he's you know, corporate overlord, a spy.
Right. He's in the union. You know, like, this is a deep cut, people won't know. But, like, when you do TV, you're not allowed to touch your own microphone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many weird rules. And I'm like, hey, I'll just, and they're like, no, we got to get someone in to, like, call someone in from another room.
You're like, that's practical.
And they have to call in.
That makes sense.
Like, Clary's corporate thing, he's not allowed to touch the phone.
Can't touch it.
He just has to sit there and stare at the computer and tell you to get on the
screen. Like, it'll bleep. It's like someone's calling, and he doesn't care about that.
That's his old life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Tom in Kensington. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Tom.
Went to the grocery store to pick up some milk for my toddler, and as one does, I decided to go in the chip aisle. And, guys, I found something that has eluded me for years, and this is the Superior Barbecue Fritos. Not to be confused with the honey barbecue Fritos, the barbecue ones. I was so excited that I decided to pair it with some hell of a good dip, the French onion kind.
Yeah,
also superior.
Of course you did.
Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Have a day, Tom.
So it's not the flavor twist. He's talking about the old school barbecue Fritos. You never find those, I feel like.
You missed the hell of a good dip part, which is kind of the most important part.
Mm.
God, Tom. What a day he's having.
Good day for Tom.
Best day ever.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie in Arlington.
Yeah, I had family rolling in town Wednesday for my kids' ball game. About 5:15, I realized my wife didn't plan dinner. I didn't either. That's neither here nor there. But I need a last-minute crowd pleaser quick before this ball game. So I think, what does everybody love? They love Pupatella. Now, I don't have a VIP card.
Oh,
but
no.
That's tough. Bunch of pies from the OG Wilson Boulevard, Arlington location.
Yes.
I saw they have something called Cherry Misu. That sounds good. Throw one of those in there. Hop in the car. Head up there. They call me instantly. They said, Charlie, we're so sorry. We're out of the Cherry Misu.
Oh, no.
But to make it up to you, we're going to take it off your bill, and we're going to give cannoli and tiramisu for everybody gratis. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
They know what they're about.
That's the whole point of the world, isn't it? And by the way, I thought that was going to end with him going, so I called Danny.
And he got
and
me
he
pizzas.
Got me,
yeah.
Pupatella pizzas. Grant and Danny, that is how we win off the field. Appreciate the participation. That was a good round.
Good job, everybody. Good answer.
There's even someone they're not going to get to, unfortunately. That's how good of a round it was. We're blitzing next. Speaking of winning off the field, someone's going to win some tickets to see The Offspring as soon as we return.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.